headed to the bottom of the sixth here at Safeco Field. Mariners still up 4-0, thanks to a great play by Casper Wells to end the top of the sixth. Wells catching the pop-up off the bat of Albert Pujols and then easily gunning down Mike Trout at the plate to get the double play to end the inning. Great play, and that leads to a start of the bottom of the sixth inning for the Mariners, where we will first see Jesus Montero to the plate. Great throw again by Casper Wells to make the play to end the last inning, and Mariners hope they can build off of that great play with perhaps even more runs on the board here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Again, another fine play just to prove how well the Mariners have started play near the end of this season. They hope they can continue it on through next year. Andrew Taylor on the mound now for the Angels, and his first pitch to Montero is taken for a ball. 1-0 count now. Taylor comes in with a 5.40 ERA. Montero on the day is 1-for-2. He has a double in the game. The 1-0 pitch, way inside, backs Montero off, and the ball goes all the way back to the backstop. Wow. Just a bit inside. Taylor comes into this only his second appearance of the season. I mentioned the 5.40 ERA. He's really only thrown in a couple innings, an inning and two-third to be exact. Allowed two hits, walked two, and his 100% on his first batter efficiency. Opponents hitting .286, but again, that's only two batters. The 2-0 count, that's also well inside and low, and quickly a 3-0 count on Montero. So a chance for the Mariners to get something else started here in the inning. Taylor, not exactly wowing people as he comes into this game. Three pitches, three sliders, two of them for three balls, actually. And ball four now. So four pitches and Jesus Montero is on. That brings Michael Saunders to the plate. Some other defensive substitutions. Hank Conger now behind the plate as well for the Angels. He takes over for Chris Iannetta. And he will bat ninth, as Iannetta did. So a completely new pitcher-catcher setup here. Probably a lot more of those we're going to see here as the game goes on, this being the final game of the season. The Angels, I would think, are going to get some of these starters out of the lineup and get some of the younger guys some playing time here in the final game of the season. So Saunders steps in, and the first pitch from Taylor, once again, inside. So five straight pitches, five balls. Saunders 0-for-2 in this game. He has struck out and grounded out, but Taylor's not going to throw anything in. And again, only sliders he's thrown so far. A 1-0 count. And finally he gets a strike. That one is Saunders swings at yet another off-speed pitch. And now the count is 1-1. Four nothing our score here. Mariners up. And the 1-1 pitch. And that's fouled off by Saunders on the first base side toward the dugout. So the count goes to 1-2. Saunders liked to get in on what's been going on today. Comes in with a .248 average, 19 homers, 57 RBIs. The 1-2 pitch again, he fouls it off down the first baseline. Taken by the ball girl, will give it to a young fan in the stands here at Safeco. Again, everything off speed so far for Taylor. Nothing but sliders so far. And he's really not fooling anybody. He's just going up there throwing sliders. Saunders has been fouling off a couple of them to stay alive. 1-2 count. And that ball way outside, in fact, gets away from the catcher, and Montero will move on to second base. That pitch was way outside, very similar to a couple of pitches that were thrown to Montero that were low and away. These also low and away, and just no chance for his catcher to get that one. So he moves on to second base. So wild pitch charged as expected to Andrew Taylor. And now the count is 2-2 on Michael Saunders with a chance now to drive a runner in. That pitch is down low in the dirt and it's a full count now 3-2. He's throwing nothing but sliders, which kind of makes you wonder what this kid can do for the Angels in the future. Got to have something more than a slider to throw at these guys. Especially if it's a slider that's not going to be anywhere near the strike zone. And the 3-2 pitch to Saunders, again with the slider, again well inside, and that's ball four. So the first two reach here in the sixth inning, and the Mariners in great position to do something yet again. Trayvon Robinson will be coming to the plate now. Robinson 0 for 2 in this game, struck out. But again, you've got to think from Trayvon Robinson's standpoint, this is a perfect situation for him because, quite frankly, this guy isn't really throwing much in the strike zone. Checking scores of some other games going on right now of a playoff note. The Rays now up on the Orioles 3-0. The Orioles have to win that game and have the Yankees lose later tonight to the Red Sox in order for the Orioles to win the division. Either way, though, Orioles and Yankees are both in the playoffs. Just depends on which one will be a division leader, which one will be the wild card. Mike Socha's already probably seen as much as he wants to see of Taylor. He's got Nick Marondi throwing in the bullpen now. So Taylor on a very short leash now as Trayvon Robinson steps in. Checks the runners and the pitch. And Robinson hits a base hit into the right field. Gets it through the hole. They'll hold Montero at third base as the throw comes all the way into the plate. And now the bases are loaded. Robinson, not waiting on anything, takes the very first pitch and gets it through the hole in the infield between second and first. Kendrick was shading more towards second base as they were hoping to get a double play. And that left the hole that Robinson was able to get the ball through. Cole Calhoun now playing right field for the Angels. He got that throw in very quickly to home, and that kept Montero at third. Bases now loaded, still nobody out. As Trumpful comes to the plate, the Mariners shortstop 0 for 2 on the day with a strikeout. The question will be how long Andrew Taylor's going to last. He's done nothing this inning. Now he's facing a bases-loaded situation, nobody out. Mariners, great chance to get runs here. His first pitch to Trumpful, that is taken for a strike on the outside corner. So the first time in this inning that Taylor actually gets ahead of a batter, again with off-speed stuff, once again a slider. Not very fast, only 78 miles an hour. So he's not blowing anybody away of any chance right here. Count now 0-1. Taylor steps back off the rubber after looking in for the sign. Now he steps back on. Gets a signal from his catcher. Checks the runners and the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Trumpful well in front of that slider. This time it does fool him. And it's an 0-2 count. Boy, this is a huge opportunity for the Mariners to really blow this game open. If you haven't considered that they already have with a 4-0 lead. Trumpful up with the bases loaded. There's nobody out. The count now 0-2 in favor of the pitcher Andrew Taylor. He looks in for the sign, the wind, and the pitch. That one's down low in the dirt. So that's ball 1-2. Making his catcher work very hard this inning. Taylor, a lot of balls in the dirt. Got to expect that when a guy throws sliders, though. So here we go again. 1-2 count. Taylor looks in. Trumpful now. Ready to go back in the batter's box. And the 1-2 pitch from Taylor. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. No, he got a piece of it. No, he just got a piece of it. Just gets a check on it. Fouls it off a little bit behind the plate. And he'll stay alive with a 1-2 count. So, Trumpful giving himself one more chance here. Again, if you're just joining us already, 4-0 Seattle here in the bottom of the sixth, but the Mariners have the bases loaded with nobody out. Trumpful now calls time. Taylor takes too much time for him on the mound. Now he steps back in, and he's ready to go. And here we go again with the 1-2 pitch. This one just outside, and the count will be even 2-2. Trumpful thought about going after it. It was up and just a little bit out of the strike zone. He wasn't going to chase it. So 2-2 pitch. nobody out. Bases loaded. Taylor really probably last batter he'll face if he doesn't get an out here. Here it comes. And Trumpfell pops it up on the infield. Howie Kendrick comes over from second base, makes the catch just in front of first base, and there's the first out of the inning. A big, big out from Andrew Taylor. Gets Trumpfell to pop the 2-2 pitch up on the infield, and there's one away. So that gets us back to the top of the order for the Mariners. Dustin Ackley stepping to the plate. Ackley, he's 0-for-2 on the day. He has walked and scored a run, so he has gotten in on this act today as far as scoring for the Mariners. So now he has a chance with one out, bases still loaded, and Taylor's still on the mound. And his first pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner. Again, nothing but sliders from this pitcher. Appears to be the only thing that they're willing to let him throw. Ackley hoping to take advantage of this great chance for the Mariners to blow it open. He steps in, ready for the 0-1, and here it comes from Taylor. And that one is popped up over on the third base side. Kiaspo goes over and he makes the catch just inside the third base coach's box. And that's the second out. Wow. The Mariners start this inning getting the bases loaded on walk, walk, and base hit. They've been able to do nothing yet to get any runs in, though. Two straight pop-ups. First Trumpfell, then Ackley, and now with two outs, it's all up to Casper Wells. And that might be a good thing, if you consider Casper Wells just had that big play in the bottom of the in the top of the inning to get the double up on the Angels and keep them from scoring. But he is not going to be facing Andrew Taylor. Mike Socha has seen enough. He's going to the mound and he's going to be making a pitching change. And Marone is going to be coming in here to face Casper Wells with two outs. So we have a break in the action here. The score, Mariners 4, Angels nothing. Bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the sixth, and we'll be back. All right, this is a situation that you usually love to have. Bases loaded, nobody out. But unfortunately for the Mariners, they have yet to be able to do anything with it. After getting the bases loaded, nobody out, two straight pop-ups. So now, Casper Wells will be facing a new pitcher in Marone with two outs and the last chance for the Mariners to get anything out of what looked like a great situation to start the inning. And the first pitch is low, and that's a ball. Wells, 3-for-14 in his career with the bases loaded with six RBIs. And the 1-0 pitch. That's fouled off down the first base side into the stands. So even at 1-1. Nick Marone making his 11th appearance of the season. He has a 1.59 ERA and 5 2/3 innings of work. 5 hits allowed. He struck out 6, walked 3. And opponents hitting 238 against him. Two outs, the 1-1 pitch. Wells grounder back up the middle, and that will get through for a base hit. One run will score. Here comes another run. And that will be a two-run single for Casper Wells, and it's now 6-0. Wells comes through with a huge base hit. Right back up the middle on the 1-1 count. Bouncer up there that no one could get to for the Angels, and now two more runs on the board. What a huge hit for Casper Wells. And it just goes back to what seems like an old adage in baseball, that you make a great play in the field the inning before, you come up to the plate and you make a big play as well. That's what happened there with Casper Wells. And now it's a 6-0 ball game, and Kyle Seager comes to the plate with runners at second and third, with two outs and a chance to put more on the board. Saunders went to second. Wells, I should say, went to second on the throw to third as Trayvon Robinson hustled over to third base. So second and third now with two outs, a chance to put more runs on the board here for Seager. Already on the day, 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and a flyout. And the count to him is now 1-1. So that's what you got coming up big in the inning. Casper Wells, who's trying to make a name for himself to be the regular right fielder for the Mariners next year. 1-1 pitch, fastball up, and swing and a miss. And Seager now down 1-2. Barry Enright up in the bullpen for the Anaheim Angels, or Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So Mirandi looking for a sign. Seager back in the box. The 1-2 pitch. Grounded foul just off to the home first base side of home plate. And he stays alive. Mirandi actually throwing something other than a slider to these guys. He's got a fastball that works, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball that you might see here in this situation. The 1-2 pitch again to Seager. That one down low in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Runners at second and third with two outs, two runs already in, thanks to the single by Casper Wells. Again, it's a single if you're scoring along with us. He went to second on the throw to third as they tried to get Robinson. The 2-2 pitch, fouled off again, this time down the left field side. So Seager's staying alive here. This will be the seventh pitch of this at-bat coming up. Trayvon Robinson takes his lead off third. Casper Wells' lead off second. Ron looks in, and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, that's strike three. Got the fastball by him, and Kyle Seager goes down on strikes. But Casper Wells comes up with a huge two-out stubble, and that gives the Mariners now a 6-0 lead as we head to the seventh inning.